producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, so much to get to, as always. More fallout from the Bo Bergdahl story that broke just a week and a half ago. Also, more news on those two officers who were killed in Vegas and the people who killed them, then killed themselves in between, also going to Walmart and shooting somebody else. Sad, sad details on that story. Hope your week started off in a very, very good way. However, I got a ton of emails from many of you talking about the change in the weather and some of the things that are happening in your neck of the woods. So I'll remind people right at the top, you know, we do this thing called the Daily Salute. And if you have somebody that you want to recognize in your area that's done something amazing that you think we should know about, please send it to me. And you're starting to really respond. Like, I got this one quickly. I'll say this. This is from Renishk, who sent me actually a cute photo of somebody named Joe who helped her out and turns out is a really honest goodness, good Samaritan kind of guy when she was stuck on the road trying to change a tire. And it seems this Joe is somebody who doesn't do it for a living, but has helped damsels in distress with nothing more than panic for them, realizing when they're stuck, sometimes in precarious situations, that he can put them at ease, and he happens to find them on the road as he's a traveling salesman. So bravo to Joe, and thanks for sending us that. I love it. We have cell phones now, so you can just take that automatic picture. If you have something like that to share, or even better, please, 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 I implore you to definitely do that, as it's on the uptick now here on this show. Coming up in our next segment, we're going to chat with Luke Vargas, a lot of what's going on in the Middle East. Hey, how about Iran and whatever happened with the, oh yes, we're nuking up, or are we? What's going on? And some other things that have happened in the Middle East, like the Israelis building a wall to separate them from Jordan, a very, very big, big, big wall. In the meantime, I mentioned the situation in Vegas. A lot of people are talking about this. Anytime you get cop killers, of course, in force, the Boys in Blue and others come out to support, as they should, especially this was particularly heinous, because the two officers were simply sitting down and having a meal. It was a couple that gunned down the police officers and another civilian, somebody else, that they saw when they went to, as I mentioned, the Walmart that was very close by. And so here's what happened afterwards, some of the things that didn't come out originally. There was a Don't Tread on Me flag and a Nazi swastika that the couple placed on one of the police officers that they ambushed on Sunday at that pizza restaurant. They pinned onto the other officer's body a note saying something along these lines: this is the beginning of the revolution. And then they also had other Nazi symbols that were nearby. Both of them, too. So they're saying in Vegas that they don't know that they're necessarily, this couple was necessarily white supremacists, or that they were somehow involved with the Nazi movement. That they think instead, as they're digging into this, that they equated the government and law enforcement with Nazis. So they thought that anyone involved in law enforcement was the oppressor. Ugh. And the one officer was shot in the back of the head. Igor Soldo was shot in the back of the head. Then they shot the other cop, Alan Beck, in the neck before Miller's wife pulled a gun from her purse and also fired on that other officer. So the two people who were heavily armed, Jared Miller and his wife, were the ones who pulled this off in Las Vegas. And then they ran into the Walmart, where they promptly shot and killed just an innocent bystander before they barricaded themselves inside the store during a small firefight. It was very brief, with some of the officers who immediately responded. Then the wife, Amanda Miller, shot her husband as the cops closed in on them in the Walmart store. Then she turned the gun on herself. So they're still investigating it. They're finding things, but it's too early to try to really pin the motive down. It's just sickening to the people in Las Vegas and elsewhere, too. They got hundreds of rounds of ammunition from the backpacks at Walmart. They were prepared for a big kind of gun battle, they thought, maybe at some point. And these cops, I'll say it again, which is just so sad to me, is I've said this before, I have three police officers actually in my family. They sat down to have lunch. They were sitting there, and it was, you know, almost 11:30 on a Sunday. Both of them had families, and out of nowhere, boom, suddenly they were the victims. And people that were in the vicinity said they were just as shocked, had no idea when it all came off. It was just an instantaneous thing, and then they made off. And apparently this couple had a suicide pact, and they had kind of planned what could happen, so that Walmart was kind of their destination. It could have been someplace else, but that was so close by. And shoppers immediately who saw what were going on, they just rushed out and got out of the way as soon as they saw the two people running toward the building. That was a good thing anyway. So, you know, this goes back to the what if someone's armed, what happens, could someone have done anything? And it just shows you that here's two police officers. Sometimes instantaneously, boom, just like that, something unexpected and happens. And this is what happened unexpectedly. The two that were married with kids, just simply eating a lunch, not going after anyone, of all the deadly situations they had been in, and then there they are, all of a sudden, in a blink of an eye, they're gone just like that. I would be curious to see what else the Vegas police dig up on the couple. And of course, they take the coward's way out. Instead of facing the music, they knew that they were going to do that. They knew that they would just try to push it to the limit, however far that they could go, and then ultimately kill themselves, so they wouldn't have to deal with the fallout, as it were. Also coming up this hour, numbers, numbers, numbers. We all want to know about the veterans and how many veterans have waited around. Now they say the number is a big, giant 120,000 veterans, give or take, that waited at least 90 days for medical care. Even more who signed up in the VA system over the past 10 years that never got an immediate appointment that they requested. The reviews are coming in, and they're, I think, even uglier than they originally thought coming out of Washington. There is a massive breakdown here. Not a surprise to anyone who has been at one of the VA facilities, and not a surprise to anyone who has been with somebody who's been through it and they've seen. I've said this before, there are certainly some good doctors, but these problems that plague the VA system have been around for a very, very long time, my friends. Keep this number handy. You might want to kick in your 2 cents. What's the solution to the problem there with the VA? 855-266-5283. Luke Vargas, round the bend. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Tonight, each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Luke Vargas joins us this time around. Luke, how was your weekend?
It was great. Thanks very much for asking.
You're welcome. So, we're getting to that time of year where it's still nice enough. We were just talking about this off the air. It's still nice enough where you can hang outside, grill, go hang out at patios and that kind of stuff. Especially in the city where you are, until it gets hot. You know, then it gets steamy when you get to the end of June and July and stuff.
I actually was back in my hometown of Boston over the weekend to paint my parents' new house. They're sort of downsizing because I've been out of the nest for quite some time. So you're right, it was not oppressively hot, but it certainly felt hotter, you know, in an interior room with tons of chemical fumes. So I got my sweat on, if you know what I mean.
What a nice sun.
Yeah,
how cool.
I think it is summer by my measure.
All right, so Luke went from painting to then back into the saddle,
yeah, exactly.
So to speak. And, you know, we talked about this heading into the weekend, the Taliban attack. Wow, what happened with at the Pakistani airport? It was a huge, actually, this is the second assault. This was a huge assault overnight. Give us the details on that. There was a bunch of people that were killed in it.
And it wasn't, you know, this one's getting a lot of attention, the overnight attack on the airport, but there was another attack, I think, near the Afghanistan border, which killed just as many people. So, it's really incredible that even with these incidents, there's, you know, more below the surface even. To hit the main points of what happened overnight at around midnight, it's believed that 10 Taliban militants approached the main international airport in Karachi, Pakistan. They went not for the passenger terminal, but for the cargo terminal, which kind of makes sense. You know, you think about even how American airports work. you know, things start to wind down in the evening as far as passengers go, but there are always cargo flights coming in late at night, and I think they timed it for maximum advantage. So they stormed into the terminal. They broke up into two groups. They're apparently operating in pairs beyond that. And they did quite a lot of damage. It looks, the latest estimates I have are very close to 30 people being killed. That does include the 10 militants, but they were able to kill members of the Pakistani, national airline who were there, a number of security guards. The plan, as we are hearing it from the Taliban spokespeople, is that they intended to perhaps hijack a plane. Judging by their behavior, it didn't look like they really had that much time or, you know, attention to detail. They were sort of firing everything. What we are hearing is that they tried to launch some of these sort of shoulder-fired rockets towards various planes that were on the ground or taxiing. All of those missed by a stroke of luck. But again, the death toll pretty high, and the sort of political importance even higher. The Pakistani government has been trying to conduct some sort of peace talks with the Taliban, and this is obviously a sign for them that they're not going for it. And above that, a lot of the stories I've been reading concentrate on the economic toll this causes for the country. They're essentially hitting the Pakistani government where it hurts the most. They're trying to spur international investment and to go for a cargo terminal, you know, where high-priced goods and precious cargoes would be coming in and out and exposing a very glaring security risk that was unaddressed, I think really does quite a lot of damage for this country in its hopes of trying to elevate itself, perhaps, over having to deal with the Taliban as sort of a persistent thorn.
Yeah, very scary. Jumping around in the Middle East, Israel is saying now that they want to put up a wall, this time along the border with Jordan. What's that about?
This isn't a big surprise. In 2012, Benjamin Netanyahu said he wanted to revamp the security with Egypt and also to look into plans for building some sort of fence along the Jordanian border on the eastern side. I think the decision here to, we're not building it or breaking ground quite yet, but there was a commander of the Israeli army that spoke today at a lecture saying that he really wants to go ahead with this, that he's passed along his recommendations as the head of the military guy for that region, that the threat is just too high. You know, he's looking at the hundreds of thousands of people pouring over from Syria into Jordan and saying, look, this war is obviously not ending. The conflict is not going to be resolved anytime soon, and there's a large displaced population from this conflict area that is now, there's not even a border fence standing between us and them anymore. The risk is so high it necessitates going ahead with this, and if it is going to break ground, this is a 500-kilometer-long stretch, so this will be a pretty big engineering project, but Israel, of all countries, has quite a lot of experience with this. And they say the experience with Egypt and building the fence there has led to greater safety. So they're willing to implement it, and we'll see over the next few months whether or not they'll greenlight it, but the expectation is that they will.
Okay, and moving to another part, Iran and the nuclear talks, what's the latest there? Because really that's kind of been on ice.
It has been. If you remember, it started 4 months ago. This is when John Kerry announced that an interim deal had been struck, not a long-term deal. But in the, you know, according to the terms of that interim one, they were pretty good. They hit at some of the major issues that we expected to be dealing with for that later agreement. This was basically knocking off some of the sanctions against Iran in exchange for a sort of a drawdown in their enrichment activities. And what we learned today is that the U.S. Seems to think that the sort of impasse in the negotiations is, you know, of the serious nature enough that they're going to send the State Department's number two over to Geneva to engage in these talks. Iran, for their part, also said, hey, you know, in the terms of the interim agreement from last November, we said if we can't get anything worked out in 6 months, we'll put on another 6 month extension. And Iran said today, yeah, let's look at that 6 month option. I can say from my experience, once people start talking about those fallback options, a little delays in the negotiations, that's usually a pretty good sign they're willing to go there and that they probably will. So, I would expect that even with the U.S. saying, let's try to, you know, apply some more pressure here, that the Iranian position of, hey, let's drag this out a little bit longer, to make sure we can come to an agreement is what's going to happen here. So mark your calendars for November. I would not count on a Iranian nuclear deal this summer.
Ooh. All right, let's move on to a lighter but serious note in a way, an iconic romantic kind of landmark crumbling under its own weight. And can anybody guess what that is in Paris? Well, tell us, Luke, what do we win?
There is a certain bridge in Paris along the riverfront there, and I've had a chance to visit it. A few times. It's near the Louvre, and couples from around the world apparently borrowing a custom from other countries where this is even more common. I think Italy was cited as a place, though I did not see that in my travels in Italy, have attached thousands and thousands of locks of all different sorts to the handrails of this bridge. And actually, a few months ago, it was kind of interesting. I wrote a brief blurb about this. Some American expats living in Paris created a petition saying, this is a nuisance. We are, you know, if we weigh these locks and we count them up, we are basically putting a weight load on this bridge that was never really designed to handle. It's also becoming an eyesore, as, you know, the bridge apparently is so full with locks that people are putting locks on top of locks. You know, they're not even really attaching them to the metal of the bridge. And what happened this morning is 8 feet of the railing collapsed under its own weight. They had to peel off the bridge. This is not a full bridge collapse, as my sort of notes to you might have indicated, but it is kind of ammunition to that argument that this may have crossed the line. And in a world of 7.25 billion people, taking the best landmarks in every city and just plastering them in locks is not really going to be sustainable forever. So, the weight of love in Paris, I think, is one, as one blog said, is just too heavy. So we'll see what happens with that, and if they decide to take them all down, turn them into a museum or what.
I love it. Perfect way to end this. Luke Vargas, thanks so much.
Sure thing. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye. Coming up on America Tonight, should there be a law, but how could you enforce it? People driving on the roads, truckers and others who haven't slept for, 24 hours. Have you ever been on the highway and not slept for 24 hours and then find yourself doing that head thing? You know the head bob I'm talking about? I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. And then your head suddenly bobs up and you lost time. If you're being honest, I think every single one of us at some point has done it, thinking maybe we've had enough sleep. Whoops, that band, they're being bad. They're trying to drown me out. They're trying to keep us all awake. So anyway, if you've done the head bob, you've had that thing happen to you where you haven't had any sleep, but you're driving, maybe it's time that we stop doing that in light of something that happened over the weekend. We'll talk about it next on America Tonight.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network, GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Official America Tonight poll. How many of you have ever driven on no sleep? How many of you have driven 10 hours or more on no sleep? Raise your hand. Send me an email at americatonight.net or call this number 855-266-5283. Guess what? I am betting that almost all of us have done that at least once in our life. I talked about this the other day, that I used to work in New York and I would drive from New Jersey, but sometimes I would get stuck in the city longer than usual. So, of course, I would be tired. I would start to get tired. And eventually what happened is I could feel that fatigue. I'd do the chewing gum thing, open the windows, blast the music as loud as I could, and I just decided this is not worth it. I'm going to crash into a guardrail or something if I'm too tired. And I would just pull over to one of the stops, because they had those rest stops, and I noticed around me there would be other people doing the same thing, and I would just nod off, you know, lock the doors, set an alarm, whatever, and get some rest. It didn't happen that much, because thankfully I was always rested heading to New York, but sometimes something would happen, some story would break, and instead of staying overnight, I would just try to hoof it back to Jersey, and I realized that it's pretty hard to fight that. And I call it the head nod thing that I was describing as we swung into the break there, where you all of a sudden realize you've lost time and that's what's happened. You're sort of nodding, you know, you're nodding off. You're trying to stay awake. If you try to stay awake for a week, I think you have real trouble driving. Matt, how about you? Matt Johnson, our technical director. Have you ever done that where you've driven and you're just trying to make that destination and you haven't gotten any sleep?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely happened before. And, I mean, sometimes coming home from this job, it's late at night.
Mm.
So sometimes you get tired. But I don't think I've ever had it where I don't remember where I was or how I got there, though.
Oh, thank goodness. But you've done that. Have you ever had the head nod? You know, I'm talking about the head bob where...
Oh, of course.
You,
yeah.
It's a thing everyone experiences. It's weird. You're fine. Your eyes are open. You're driving around. And there's like a second you lose or something. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's the beginnings of the, ooh, you're tired. Yeah, it's tough. And the open windows is what a lot of people do. Anything, eating, loud music, people talking to them if there's someone else in the car. And it used to be that, you know, I went to school in the Midwest, and you'd go to spring break in Florida, and you'd just take turns driving. And I think people do this all over the place, college kids, where you're trying to get to wherever, and you just keep switching the driver, so that's a little bit different. Although, you're not getting a lot of sleep, so everybody's trying to keep the person awake that's driving. So this Walmart truck driver who's accused of causing that crash in New Jersey that critically injured Tracy Morgan, the comedian, and killed another comedian, hadn't slept for more than 24 hours. That's according to that criminal complaint that was filed right after the accident. The guy's name was Kevin Roper from Georgia. He's got a court appearance on Wednesday, and he's charged with what they call death by auto and four counts of assault by auto, and is free on $50,000 bail. He apparently failed to slow for traffic along the turnpike and then swerved to avoid a crash. So his rig, imagine it's, you know, a giant rig, smashes into the back of Morgan's Mercedes limo bus that they must have been renting, and it killed his comic writer friend, Jimmy Mack. And then the other cars, included another tractor trailer, got hit also, and then that caused a pileup. So it was pretty nasty. It was very nasty. And they're still looking into this because they never make, you know, even a couple days later, the National Transportation Safety Board isn't just going to come to a quick decision. But they're investigating it, and they're really looking at that possibility also that by doing that, Walmart, the driver himself, that they violated the Federal Motor Carrying Safety Administration regulations. Sounds like a mouthful, but it's a list of rules truck drivers have to comply with in order to make sure they've had enough rest. Because remember, this was a big deal before getting behind the wheel, and they were tightened up. They just tightened up these rules last summer because they were really looking at driver fatigue, and you naturally think of truck drivers with big hauls and where they're going, looking at that and looking at other things related to it, too, because they're trying to prevent accidents from that happening. If you're exhausted, you're driving, you're just trying to get there, that's a big concern, especially when you're driving an 18-wheeler. I mean, awful. So Tracy Morgan, anyway, to throw this in, is in critical condition, but he's much more responsive, they say, as of Monday. They're still waiting for official word on how, you know, ultimately his condition, and they think the recovery process, he's going to have some time that he's going to have to recover through this, so it's not an automatic bounce back thing. I mean, he definitely was nip and tuck when this all first happened. And so one of the things, who for a person who's not heavy on regulation, but I think these are good, one of the things that's in effect for truck drivers, and many of you have called the show, you've driven trucks, and you know, I mean, my grandfather was a trucker back in his day. I know all about it. And he was back in the day when they just did what they did to get from point A to point B, and he worked his way up through B&L Motor Freight, where he was the GM. And I remember him talking about this and trying to make sure that he didn't try to put his guys in situations where they would have to have a crazy amount of time to get from one point to the next point. But anyway, the rules in a full effect limit the work week for truck drivers to 70 hours with no work day permitted to go beyond 14 hours and no stretch on the road over 11. So that's significant because it certainly wasn't that way at all before. There was no regulations. And they figured this out and putting this together that it would save lives and probably prevent anywhere from 1,400 crashes or more every year and countless injuries, up to 600 injuries, because they found that when these accidents happened, and they had the statistics to prove it, that fatigue was a big, big problem. Big, big, big problem. So they made sure when they put this together that they compiled scientific research to give it the right kind of balance, to make sure it was fair and it was balanced. And as a result of that, they say that it's like $280 million that's saved from fewer large truck crashes and $470 million in savings from driver health. But the biggest thing is saving people from being killed, because that's just awful. You know, they can, and you can get fined heavy. I mean, they really, if you're driving more than 3 hours over what the limit is, it's like 11 grand every time you do it. The driver themselves gets fined, but clearly something happened here and he was violating that for whatever reason to get back to where he was taking his stuff. And 24 hours is a crazy amount of time. But, you know, there, it's not just truckers, by the way, doing that. I always wondered that about pilots, because so often pilots get called because somebody calls in sick or whatever and they're out partying and they've had the whole day off and it's a long day of golf, catching up errands, doing whatever it is they're doing, and then the next thing you know, they're in the cockpit, and they were also trying to limit that, because you had sometimes quick turnarounds for pilots. But different thing talking about the air and talking about what happened in this accident that just brings the awareness again back to drivers who aren't getting enough sleep, and they're out there and they're danger magnets for you or for me if they're exhausted, as all of us would be if we didn't get enough sleep. I mean, for goodness sake, there is no place that you have to be that quickly. I mean, there just isn't. Where if you are dog tired and you can't make it and you can't get a hotel room, you got to pull over, you got to find a place to be safe and get off the road to at least grab some kind of rest before you get back on. And because me, you know, like so many of you, have traveled on these highways, you know what that's like. And if you're traveling at weird hours, you also know how crazy that can be. So I'm sure, I mean, this truck driver is a mess himself, certainly not wanting to harm anyone, but then, you know, good intentions, but ending up pushing yourself to the limit, if that, in fact, is what happened, look what happens. And as a result, people are dead and seriously injured and barely hanging on. And it caused a massive pileup also on the road, too. Coming up on our next segment as we hit the final turn for this hour of America Tonight, we have our one-liner Monday. Plus, we're going to mix in some crazy odds and ends, like Donald Sterling and the Clippers, just to throw that in. Whatever happened there, there is another shoe to drop. Hillary Clinton dropped a big shoe today. What's that all about? And also, a six-time Olympic gold medalist severed her spine in an ATV accident. Sad story there. How many of you have ridden ATVs without a helmet and flipped those suckers over? You know what that can be like. Stay with us.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Well, it's downhearted and confused because, baby, you've been starting to lose. Losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck, fellas, got to hold on you. You spend money, about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them in plain mistakes, their chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I'll tell you what's wrong with you.
So here we are once again, so quickly, as we come around that final turn, a few things, a few thoughts that are weighing on my mind. And part of odds and ends, ATVs can be very dangerous. Just a month ago, somebody called me to tell me that a businessman I knew, his son was tragically killed on an ATV accident, flipped it over, boom, he died. Now the word comes that six-time Olympic gold medalist swimmer Amy Van Dyken severed her spine in an all-terrain vehicle accident over the weekend. She told the emergency workers when they got there, this was in Arizona, that she couldn't feel her toes or feel anything touching her legs. She's married to the punter for the Denver Broncos, Tom Ruin, and who was there too with her. They airlifted her to a hospital. She had surgery to stabilize her spine. She severed her spine, and they're, I think, trying to figure out. They're saying she's in good condition. Luckily, nothing with her head or any of that kind of thing. It was at the T11 vertebrae, and that the broken vertebrae actually came within millimeters of rupturing her aorta, which would have been that. you know, that would have been it. So she was driving, hit a curb in a restaurant. It just shows you how easy these accidents happen. She was driving and hit a curb in a restaurant parking lot, and it sent her over a drop-off that was between 5 and 7 feet. So they found, she was found lying on the ground next to the ATV, and that's when they sent her off with the flight care thing, and it's just awful. You know, she was unresponsive when her husband first caught up to her. She wasn't wearing a helmet at the time, all that kind of stuff, and boy, oh boy, and apparently he had changed the throttle mechanism on the ATV from a thumb accelerator to a twist accelerator a few days before the accident, but they don't know if that was a factor in it or not. And she was a superstar. If you remember the 96 Atlanta Olympics, she was the first U.S. female athlete to win 4 gold medals in a single game. People forget because now we've had all these others in the pool that have done some amazing things. And she was the queen of the 50-meter freestyle and the 100 butterfly, especially in a couple of other of the relays. And she had a couple more golds in Sydney after that. And she was, you know, she was quite the athlete. I had a brush with Amy Van Dyke and met her in L.A. when I was there in September. Just by accident, I was with somebody that she knew, and she was with her husband at the same theater where we were, and she seemed very pleasant, but apparently her spirits are good. No more details on that, but it just brings up the whole ATV thing here in my world. I've had this mentioned a couple times to me with crazy things on ATVs, and for goodness sake, certainly the helmet situation might have helped, but who knows, because the fall was the one thing. You never know. Until it's signed, it's not, in fact, a deal. Adam Silver, who's a lawyer, the commissioner for the NBA, certainly should know that. Donald Sterling, something happened. He changed his mind or something. He pulled his support from a deal to sell the team to the former Microsoft CEO, Steve Ballmer, and he's going to pursue his billion-dollar federal lawsuit against the NBA. It was shocking to me that he just said, okay, I'm not going to pursue any of this, I'm done, it's over. So I thought, wow, how did that happen, that he suddenly decided he wasn't going to do any of this? So I can't say that I'm completely surprised. He just issued a one-page statement, said the team is not for sale. From the onset, he didn't want to sell the Los Angeles Clippers. So there's going to be more of a battle over Donald Sterling, Clippers, and the NBA. In the end, what do you care in your world, and what do I care in my world? It's the lawyers who will make the money off of this. Donald Sterling certainly has enough money and lawyers. The NBA certainly has enough money and lawyers. But it just keeps on turning. That's exactly what's going to happen here. Hillary Clinton did a sit-down interview with Diane Sawyer from ABC, and one of the things that she said, she's launching her book, and one of the things she said is that her family was dead broke, that they were in debt after they left the White House. Now, Mrs. Clinton, I mean, if she talks for like 20 minutes, sometimes she gets $100,000, but at least $30,000. She said they were saddled with legal bills, and she said, we came out in massive debt. We had no money when we got there, and we struggled to piece together the resources for mortgages, for houses, for Chelsea's education. It wasn't easy, and I'm just thinking now, especially where they are, how that comment plays to everybody in the nooks and crannies. I'm thinking it's not really going over well because they bounced back. Certainly they bounced back. And think of 2009 when Hillary Clinton was preparing to join Obama's administration Secretary of State. The Clintons' wealth was estimated to be anywhere between $10 to $50 million. So Republicans, and I don't blame them, if I was a Republican spin master and this was my job, the second I heard this comment, I would be all over it. They jumped all over the dead broke comment and said it demonstrated that the Democratic Party's strongest contender for 2016 was out of touch, because to say, oh, if we had to scrape together money to get our mansions in Chappaqua and all these other places, while people can barely live paycheck to paycheck, can't afford to send their kids to school can't afford to do half the things they need to afford to do as they stretch their checks. There's just no way you're going to feel sorry for the Clintons. So that might have been one of the worst things that she said. She also said she feels emboldened to run for president because of Republican criticism of the way she handled the terrorist attacks in Benghazi. She said she hasn't decided if she will run or not, but said the Benghazi inquiry from the GOP really gave her more incentive to run because she considers the investigations into the attacks minor league ball for a country of the stature of the United States, saying it's more of a reason to run because I don't believe our great country should be playing minor league ball. We ought to be in the majors. Whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm thinking, why do you peel open this thing? I have no idea who told her to say that, or that's just what she decided this is what she was going to say. But you think of, yes, the investigations and how the State Department was at fault for not providing security in Benghazi, leading to all those people being killed, including the ambassador, and nobody arrested for it either. And there's no new information. There's nothing to try to get these guys. And there's a lot of fury over what happened in Benghazi. And she's saying it's minor league ball. And in her book, she talks about that she's not going to be part of a political slugfest on the backs of dead Americans. So she's throwing it back, saying, hey, it's all of you idiots, because you're trying to play up the dead Americans. It's not going to change anything one way or the other. Ouch. Ouch. Does this sell books? Maybe. It may sell books. Does this embolden other people to want to go and help Hillary Clinton win? I'm not so sure. People who were already in the camp, yes. People who were not, I don't think so. I'm thinking, no, not a good time, especially the comments about being dead broke. And then the family's net worth could be $50 million or more because of the massive amount of money that they get for speeches. That absolutely is an unrelatable thing. And that's part of the complaints of so many of us, for the people who represent us, that they don't really represent the average American in any way, shape, or form. In fact, they're very, very, very out of touch for most of us, and this is a very big, big problem. One-liner Monday / Tuesday. What kind of bagel can fly? How about a plain bagel?
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.